Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Size Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Good morning, dear sisters and brothers. It is 9:40 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Today is the 7th of December 2017 and you are so blessed to be tuned to Asia Stream on Radio Sai. We are coming to you live from the Radio Sai studios in Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Current weather conditions in the abode of supreme peace are pleasant, with minimum overnight temperature being rather nippy at 18 degrees Celsius and daytime maximum at 28 degrees Celsius. General outlook for the day, clear sunny skies, little bit of overcasting and a possibility of some rain activity later today or in the week, and that might be a residual effect of the cyclonic activity happening in coastal India. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live, your all-day-long live connection to the God of love, selflessness, and simplicity. If you ever find yourself in an environment that lacks these qualities, please beware, even if it uses the divine name as a veneer to look genuine. Austerity, simplicity, and utter selflessness are the first, second, and middle name of our Lord. And zero, zilch, and absolutely no solicitation of funds ever, ever in the life of the avatar. And that tradition proudly continues till date. By the way, my name is Karuna, and I'd like to begin, I'm a little late in doing so, by offering myself at the lotus feet of the Lord of the Universe, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Apart from being my personal hero, Bhagwan Baba is also the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. On behalf of the entire Radio Sai team here, and that includes those of us you often hear and others who work diligently behind the scenes, please accept our loving Sai Rams. Here's what's making news in your true home, that is Prashanti Nilayam. Barely are we done with the grand celebrations of the avatars 92nd year of descent, and it's time to gear up for another big birthday celebration of yet another superstar. Tomorrow, we begin the second week of the glorious month of December, and the influx of Christmas revelers is quite obvious in our ashram. I notice quite a few new faces from the Western Hemisphere in the Divine Valley, and also a lot of the regular winter birds who come to Prashanti Nilayam to celebrate the holiest day in the Christian calendar. Traffic, by the way, is increasing inside and outside the ashram due to this flux of devotees who are eager to get their rooms and settle in for the upcoming carol practices and the decoration work that is going to begin about now. Western Canteen is so busy serving delicious global cuisine with that captivating altars of theirs. Don't you just love eating there? I do. For the love of good food, the cleanliness of the place, and its unique altar, which is well decorated and tidy every single day. Now that aside, as you may know, a large number of Christians from India and from about 121 countries around the globe enjoy celebrating Christmas in the holy abode of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Here in Prashanthi Nilayam, this festival is observed in the purest possible manner as Jesus would have approved. Carols, dramas, decorations, all highlighting the true spirit of Christmas can be found here. And what is unique about this festival is that not only Christians, but also seekers from various other faiths join hands in making this celebration a truly universal one. In coming weeks, the entire Radio Sai team will share with you more insights on the preparations, the decorations and the celebrations associated with this festival. And with this permission, I hope to bring you an amazingly engaging interview which will be of great relevance to people who studied in depth or try to understand the Holy Bible and the teachings of Christ. And this interview I hope to bring you in 2 weeks from now on December 21st. It will be one of our many offerings at the lotus feet of our Lord on this holy day of Christmas, holy festival of Christmas. All in due time, of course, but first today I'm going to play the final and fourth episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. This is a conversation with Sri Siddharth Bhatt of Mumbai. He's in conversation with Radio Sai's very own Mr. Bishu Prushti. This will be followed by a few songs, including your nostalgic and retro chic favorite, Pata Mandir Aarti, and many others that you enjoy on Thursdays. So please enjoy the show until we meet next Thursday again, or the Thursday after that, because there is a possibility I might not be here on Thursday next week. My colleague, Brother Raghu, will kindly step in my place in case I am away. With that, I seek your permission to play the file and I wish you a saisam awesome day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
So that happened and then obviously I came back in market research. I spent good time. By the time financial crisis had cooled down and I had honed new skills by then, I brought new initiatives in the company and it was well appreciated. And then the new MD joined and we were asked to, I was picked in fact because they took 12 people across the company and there are 12 people out of which I was picked one to join a newly formed strategy team under MD's office. So I joined that particular, you know, division and I was going through the new, it was a completely new division. So everything has to be started from scratch and all that. Unfortunately, in between the MD passed away. So untimely demise. So the company was obviously came to a standstill. And somewhere down the line, obviously, this team, which was his baby, was, you know, facing difficulties. So what happened was, as we were moving ahead, we nobody was paying attention to us and our targets went for a toss and things were not moving the way it should have been.
Because, I mean, he was the one who created this
team. He created this team and he's
with a vision.
With a vision. So there was nobody else to run the vision with him.
Drive
after him. Yeah, so drive. So we were actually losing out in terms of that vision, that, you know, the drive and the direction. So there were other people, but they had their own ideas. So this was not gelling well with the new scenario. And as I was, again, we have only one person to pray. So I was praying to Swami, what do I do? Because this is going nowhere. And it was April 7th, 2015. I get a call in the morning at 9 a.m. sharp, saying that that call was from the group chairman's office.
Tata Group Chairman's office.
And I was told, would you be interested to work on project deputation basis in the group chairman's office? So I said, what is the work content all about? And they said it's about strategy only and your entire background will be utilized. So I said, that should be great. But let me first digest it. It's such a big opportunity. So they said, you have got 1 day's time because we want a person little urgently. So you think over it and let us know. I said, I need to inform my boss, present boss. They said that we will take care of. You just have to tell us. So I took a one hour break. I spoke to my parents. I said, this is where the new opportunities come up. What do I do? They said, obviously, if a group chairman is calling you, where is the question of you to say no or yes or whatever? So I immediately called up and I said yes. So by 9th of April, it was kind of between my existing boss and the person who called me, who works with group chairman, had already kind of found out everything in place. And they asked for a 2 months break in between because my existing boss wanted a replacement. So effective 1st June 2015, I joined group chairman's office. No interview, nothing. No vacancy, no application, nothing. So back to back, you are seeing the change where when, you know, he is pulling the strings.
he's just lifting you and placing you in different places.
Putting in different places. So I just pray to him that I need a change, and this is how we did. And these are the best places to work, obviously. Who would not like to work with?
Yes.
But see, it's not, you know, we, whatever we know of Swami, he will not just put you and keep quiet. He has to make you know that he has done the job for us. So what did he do? The very first day, June 1st, 2015, when I joined group chairman's office, obviously the clean desk was kept ready for me to come and sit there. Absolutely spick and span. It's a white colored desk. And there was one thing which completely bowled me over there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it would be?
Well, I can only think that perhaps there was Swami's photo there or something like that.
There was Sanatan Sarthi.
Oh.
With Swami's both Abhayasta.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Now imagine Tata Group Chairman's office. You're seeing that magazine and at the place where you're going to sit. And there's nothing else other than that. So that is Swami's way of saying.
Like Swami is telling, I'm already here. Just called you.
And see, a photograph would have been okay. But it was written Sanatan Sarthi. So an eternal charioteer. So he is the person who has driven all the way to the topmost position and brought me there.
Exactly. So he's been there with you eternally.
Absolutely. So he put me there and he is now making me know that it is me who has brought you here.
Who is driving you.
Who is driving, absolutely. So again, the ticket is with him.
Yes.
So the journey continues. And so obviously it was a wonderful time. And so you are in the most powerful position, whatever data information you need. At one call, you get everything in your hand.
Yes.
And your work is recognized. People are happy with your activity and all that. So it was actually originally meant for 4 months. Then it was extended by 2 months. It became six. And then towards in one more month was extended. So up till December 2015, I worked. And somewhere to December, it was obviously coming to an end. So
because you are on deputation. Actually, you are working for Tata Motors.
Yeah, Tata Motors, on the roles of Tata Motors. So my money, my payment was coming from there, but I was working in Tata Sons. So I'm sitting in Tata Sons, but my payment is coming from Motors. So that was happening. And then December end, obviously, I was, kind of that, you know, now the project is more or less through, so you need to go back. And so when you're working at the highest level, obviously, you don't want to leave as it is. So I tried my best to see if I can extend it further. But there was no option absolutely to kind of, you know, move, to stay back. So then effective January, I had to come back to Tata Motors. And the new MD was joining then. Mm-hmm. So mid of Jan, you know, the new MD's name was announced.
A new MD of Tata Motors.
Tata Motors, yes, sorry. Mm-hmm. The new managing director of Tata Motors was joining. What I mentioned was the earlier one who passed away. So there was nobody in between.
Yes.
So now the new managing director of Tata Motors is joining then. So mid of Jan, this was announced. 18th of Jan, to be exact, I was called. It was a Thursday. I was called by the HR head and said, will you be happy to work as an executive assistant to the new managing director?
Okay.
So it is a prestigious position, no doubt, because you are going to network with all the topmost people in the Tata Motors along on the behalf of managing director's office. So I said, definitely I would like to be. Who would like to say no? So I joined, I was told, and then around 28th of Jan, it was an internal circular was released that I'm joining this managing director's office. And MD was to join on 15th of February 2016, last year. So on that very first day, I was given the new desk to sit and all that. And such a big change. So it was happening, and I was, I'll tell you the time also, 10:30 in the morning, I was sitting on my new desk. And I was praying hard to Swami that, you know, unfortunately, I am not in a position to come to Prashanthalayam to seek your blessings when such a big change is happening in my life and such a big responsibility is given to me. And I was just
so perhaps the disappointment of not being able to continue in Tata Sons also melted away. I'm sure you would have felt really a little bad that, you know, you're not able to continue in Tata Sons or something. In a manner of sort, this was a demotion.
From Tata Sons to Tata Motors, if this MD's thing wouldn't happen, it would have been a complete demotion.
Mm.
But knowing that it is deputation, someday it has to happen. But then Swami covered it up by bringing me this into this position.
Yes.
So he gave me this, this was the most prestigious position in Tata Motors by then, other than the chairman's office. So chairman's office obviously remains the most prestigious, but number two was this.
Yes.
So without further putting me, making me go down, he ensured that there is a layer of this and it came at the right time. 15th of Feb, I was sitting on my desk at 10:30, feeling bad that I couldn't come to Parthi because it was back-to-back. So I was changing within a day's time. So there was no break in between to come. And I was praying hard. At 11 a.m. in the morning, within half an hour, I get an envelope on my desk. So I open the envelope, and first and foremost, the name, the address, the position, designation, everything was absolutely correct. Now, nowhere in the world, on the very first day when you join a new company, you get in the first 2 hours, 9 a.m. is the office time, 11 a.m. you get on this exact address, exact date.
No one knows that you have actually just taken
over. Yeah. So, but you get exact address and the envelope comes to you. Mm-hmm. So, 11 a.m. I get this, I open the envelope and I see Swami's photograph and Vibhuti.
Oh, Swami's photograph.
Yeah. So, and not only that, there's a small, a small paper attached to it, a chit.
Mm.
Clearly mentioning, saying that blessings directly from Prashant Nilayam on your first day of joining MD's office.
Oh my God.
So you see this how Swami works.
How did you feel? I cannot even imagine how it would have felt, for you.
No, I was in tears because I said 10:30, half an hour back, I just prayed I'm unfortunately not in a position to come to Parthi for your blessings. And blessings are delivered blessings on your desk. Parthi. With this clear message on the very first day of joining this office, blessings directly from Prashant Nilayam. With a photograph and Vibhuti.
How much more direct Swami can be?
So now this is what era of post Mahasamadhi.
Mm-hmm.
So an important point to note is, if at all anybody thinks Swami is nowhere to be seen, he is seen everywhere. He has multiplied billions and billions of Swamis everywhere.
Yes.
So we have to connect, and there he is. So this came very vivid, and I preserve this letter, right? It's there in my bag all the time I carry.
Mm.
So that was a blessing which came directly on that. And 11 a.m. in the morning, I was in tears. This is nothing can be more revealing from Swami's side than this. So I got this, and obviously the MD's office, it was for 3-4 months, I continued. And then what I was ruminating, that I'm not getting chance to continue in Tata Sons, I got an offer from Tata Sons now to join them officially.
Oh, they invited you back?
Yes. So based on my past work in chairman's office, they liked my work and they said, why don't you do this work for across group companies now, not just chairman's office. So then I joined, I got that option in April 2016 last year, and I joined the Tata Sons company now on full-time basis. It's no longer deputation or anything. So now directly I'm part of the Tata Sons, and since then I'm still continuing there. Working on the strategy implementation kind of, for the group companies.
Wow.
So that is how...
It's been so phenomenal.
And I can add one more thing. See, my exit from Tata Motors also was, it's double advantage. One was obviously I'm getting into Tata Sons properly now. Earlier it was Tata Motors deputation.
Yes.
And Tata Motors presently is going through such upheaval in transformation journey.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people have been sacked. Most of them are, salaries are cut presently right now as I'm speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all over the news in the newspapers.
Yes.
So a lot of people today are telling me that at the right time you made the jump. Had you would have been here, probably, you would have gone through that turmoil.
Hmm.
So I just smiled because I know who has put me where. So I don't
know. So maybe in some ways, even you leaving Tata Sons at that point in time and coming to Tata Motors also was again something which Swami built for reasons that he knows best.
He knows. And obviously, there are 100 reasons I can always tell.
But I think with time, you only get the picture becomes more clear as time goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that is where he has placed, and I'm enjoying his glory.
And, but did you ever inquire, how did that envelope come? I mean, who?
Oh, yes, sorry. I should have completed that story. Yes. So that envelope came, and it, towards the end of the chit where it was written, regards Hema. So I'm just revealing the name as well. So there's one lady called Hema who was working in HR, and I couldn't believe because she had never been to Prashant Nilayam. So I was wondering how come she is sending this. So I called her up and I said, did you send this first to confirm? So she said yes. So I said, how did you get this and who gave you this? So since she doesn't know much about Swami, she had never been to Parthi. So she said, no, apparently last year for the first time in my life, I came to Parthi and your announcement happened about you joining MD's office. And I knew that you follow Swami. So I thought it will be a good thing that you will be happy to receive this Vibhuti and photograph as a blessings from Parthi. So that's the reason I picked it up. And on the very, this was on Monday, 15th of Feb. So Monday, Sunday, I came back to Mumbai. And Monday morning, I posted it to you. And I'm sure that you will be delighted. I said, not delighted, I'm in tears. So what it meant is, yes. It making Swami uses different instruments at the right time.
Absolutely.
The lady who never came to Parthi, for the first time she comes at a time, she gets thought to get this.
Mm.
There are hundreds and hundreds of emails float, but she remembered this and she got that, picked that and brought it and gave me on the very first day. And I was even more surprised when she wrote that, Chet.
Yes.
Blessings directly from Prashant Nilayam on your first day in MD's office.
Wow.
Now the wordings the way she mentioned and which is what I was praying for.
Yes.
So this is how Swami works.
Yeah. I mean, he's the managing director of your life.
Absolutely. He's a CEO, MD and the saga continues. So, and parallelly one thing, this is what I explained to entirely about how my corporate life has been, which is laced with his blessings and experiences. Simultaneously, on the other side, we also started Samarpan in 2015, April. So, you know, April 2015 is a very important month in my life because that is the time when we started Samarpan in Mumbai. We also, I got chance to move to chairman's office then.
Yes, to Tata Sons chairman's
yes.
office.
And there are some other things on the personal side. Like I'd bought a house in Mumbai, which was actually going through a massive, it had a big loan.
Okay.
So on the Akshay Tritiya day in April, I think 21st April 2015 it was. Generally, it's very difficult to sell and buy a house on the same day, especially in Mumbai where prices fluctuate and fluctuate in big numbers. On the very same day, in the morning, I sold that house and in the evening, I actually signed a deal to buy a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And in that deal, my entire loan was extinguished.
Oh, wow.
So financially, he takes care. He knows when to do what.
Mm.
You know, and it is all coming at the same time.
Mm.
So April 2015 was a very important month in my life where the change of job, then
fantastic.
Samarpan starting in and also eliminating my financial
Samarpan
burden.
Samarpan is all about surrender.
Yeah.
And so, you know, your life has been a saga of surrender actually.
So the speech which I gave on surrender in 1996, exactly 13th July. And today what I am seeing now or what I am witnessing is the same.
Yes.
So this is the entire saga which continues and
amazing. So you said wherever you go, people know that, you know, you believe in Swami. So do you make it sort of obvious wherever you work?
I always carry a photograph. I put a photograph on my desk.
Wherever you are?
Wherever I am, whichever office.
So do people ask you about Swami then? Sometimes.
No, they just say, okay, good. Okay, you are Swami's devotee. Satya Sai Baba's devotee. I said, yeah, it is. So, and it's not easy to put because people have their own minds and notions and they hear from all media. But that is actually a very important point you're bringing now. It's not just putting a photograph there. It's a commitment to be a genuine Sai student.
Yes.
I'm saying this with absolute consciousness because now the way he has taken care of me.
Yes.
Once a Sai student is always a Sai student. And it's no point in telling people about Swami, that Swami is like this, like this, like this, like this. Because people have their own notions.
Yes.
The best way to, if at all, to spread message of Swami or actually tell about Swami is through our behavior.
Yes.
The way we behave, the way we speak to people, the way we look at them, the way we treat our juniors and even office boys in the offices.
Yes.
Every damn thing is observed by people.
Hmm.
Not just by Sai devotees when they look at Sai students, but even by the world outside.
Yes.
And if we are in a position to reach that level of purity, which Swami always, you know, wanted us to be. And that is what will, you know, reach the message to people that if Sai student is like this, then how his guru would have been.
Yes.
So subtly that message we need to give. And that's a very, responsibility is one we can say. It's a privilege.
Yes.
And that's why it's a privilege, the way it's helping us, it's not helping anybody else. More than anybody, it is helping us.
Yes.
Because it's helping us to purify ourselves.
So constantly you are aware that, you know, you have this beautiful opportunity to be a messenger. You're all the time being a
messenger.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because how long we are going to look at the world and say why the world is not perfect or why like this happens.
Yeah.
So as Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change you want to be.
Yes.
So time probably has come for all of us to actually demonstrate the leadership through our behavior.
Yes.
And that is how the world will know Swami in future, the non-devotees especially.
Yes.
Because once they see this, if a Sai student is like this, that means how Satya Sai Baba would be.
Yes.
Then they will not talk about whatever they think or read or, you know, see in the news.
Yes.
So that is a responsibility, come a privilege and a rare opportunity.
Yes. Absolutely. So, in fact, many times I feel that it is remarkable to have a vision of God through your sadhana. But what is really phenomenal is if people can envision God through you. People should be able to envision Swami through us. See, we doing sadhana, okay, having a dream or having a vision of Swami is fine. But if other people can see Swami through us, I think that would be something which will make Swami proud. And that would be something where we would be offering our gratitude to Swami, you know, in our own little way. Because we can simply all the time say, okay, we love Swami and we love Swami. Swami loved us so much. But we want those moments when we are putting a smile on His face. We want those moments when He feels so happy that, you know, everything that I taught, something is coming out of it. Wow. So were there any moments like that in your corporate career, you know, when you felt so happy that, Swami, thank you for teaching me this in life? You know, I was able to put this in my corporate environment.
There is a very important one point is how to talk less, simple, mm-hmm. to speak less, and how to remain unaffected by surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the way even Swami says that people may call me whatever they want, but I'll always be what I am.
He wanted to be an equity analyst, but you have to be equanimous. Analyze yourself and be equanimous.
So, no, absolutely. So, those are the moments where, see, life is not, definitely not smooth. In corporate world, you've got all kinds of people.
Yes.
And there are enough people who will flood you with their perceptions about other people. So,
yeah.
So, you need to be careful that you don't form opinions based on somebody else's experience.
Hmm.
So, how to remain calm,
hmm.
how to talk less, because hmm. by talking less, actually, not only you gain respect,
hmm.
but you avoid conflicts.
Hmm.
A lot of gossip.
That's a very interesting idea that you're communicating, because I remember in our whole of my school days, also 11th, 12th, Swami keeps telling talk less, talk less, talk less. But they say once in the corporate world, you need to communicate, you know, you need to make an impression, you need to be the guy who is able to emphatically convey his ideas, and, you know, the more you communicate, you actually make an impression, isn't it? And you're telling me that what you have to do is talk less.
So, and one point which goes with it, which probably recently, almost a couple of years back, which, and Swami obviously touches in a very subtle way. So, which came about, you know, a realization to me was, if you are completely satisfied with yourself,
hmm.
you're all inclusive to yourself,
hmm.
then you don't need to worry for anything.
Hmm.
And it doesn't come that easily, because by becoming all inclusive and by becoming completely satisfied, you stop comparing and competing with others.
Hmm.
Because you're complete by yourself. What happens is, why do we compare and compete with people? Because we are incomplete.
Incomplete, yeah.
But once you become complete,
you feel, I don't have this.
Yes.
That person has this.
Yes. So that's where there all the conflicts begin.
Hmm.
But if you look at all Swami's philosophies and Swami's sayings, you know, they all point towards how you, self-satisfaction is the foundation of yes. the yes. life before you achieve self-realization, what yes. Swami says. So real sense in self-satisfaction is where you completely become all-inclusive.
Like you feel whatever Swami has given, that is
more than enough. Yeah.
More than enough.
And when
something has not happened also, that is okay.
Yeah, absolutely okay. Because your acceptance level goes up.
Yes.
There are stages. You know, your acceptance level goes up, your ability to see Swami's hand improves,
hmm.
and once your mind becomes calm, it leads to calmness of mind subsequently, yes. you are actually changing your dimension.
Hmm.
You're moving to a new dimension where you are able to see so-called coincidences more and more and more.
More and more.
Okay, so, and coincidence again, nothing but yes. where Swami is anonymous.
Yes.
So he keeps, you know, performing different things. And
but
you
I think
to
your
know.
Life says that Swami is not even anonymous. He's so clear.
He's so clear, yeah.
He is even telling you, hello, I have come.
So that is his benevolence that he adds on along with not only non-physical but physical dimension he adds.
Yeah,
but more and more yes. it comes yes. in your life.
Yeah, but I think those points that you made, you know, talk less. By talking less, you gain respect. That is interesting. you avoid a lot of problems.
Conflicts, all those things get avoided. Mm. As simple as in our time, Swami used to, we used to have gear out to Swami, 90s.
Yes.
So, and predominantly Swami wanted to correct us, especially not wasting food.
Mm.
And people do observe when you sit with your food, you know, during the lunch hours in office, they do observe what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, by Swami's grace, he has continued to inspire me to do food prayer.
So you all the time do a food prayer wherever
every
you are.
Time I do. I don't care what other people think, to be honest.
Mm.
And it has even improved my conviction, because in my earlier department, market research, where I was, the entire team waited for me to finish the prayer before they have the food.
Wow.
So we used to have together, and they used to wait till the food.
They know that you're going to pray.
Yeah, yeah.
And they and they don't want to eat when you're praying.
Absolutely. So they say once he's done, then all means all of us start. Yeah. So they don't know the prayer, obviously.
So no one ever made a mockery of that also.
No, absolutely no. Yes. I think that is one thing which we need to, as a Sai students, we need to be very strong.
I think once you are very clear, then as Swami says, be clear, the rest will follow.
Absolutely.
Once you are clear, then I think you will automatically gain respect, because your conviction is so solid. The world has to just bow down to it. Yeah.
So, and you... If we go and get swayed by what the world is saying, then we will never be in a position to follow Swami's words.
As they say that if you don't stand up for anything, you will fall for everything.
Absolutely. So that's well said. That sums a lot of things. So we need to definitely stand. And these are the universal principles.
Yes.
Not wasting food, having... So people have changed. Yes. That's how you demonstrate.
Yes.
You do a regular prayer, you even before morning, evening, whatever prayers, whatever you do, you continue doing. And then they start asking you.
Yes.
Why they start asking you, who taught you, what does this mean, what are the things you chant.
Mm.
So... And... There are a lot of sensible people in the world who will not make a mockery of
it. I know.
So they will observe. Yeah. They will, and they feel assured that there is Indian culture still prevalent.
Indian culture. They know that he's a very sane person. He's a very sorted out person.
So those comments you receive when you demonstrate. That's why demonstration, not just for sake of showing.
Just be what you are.
Yeah. So those
don't
things
shy away from being what you are. Yeah.
Don't shy off of following Swami's words. So, and they are very much practical.
Mm.
And the day when we start not getting affected by world's messages and talks about us, I think we would be much more peaceful.
Mm.
Because today our lives are all about perceptions, prejudices, and what people think about us and all.
Mm.
So if we just stick to God next to us all the time, then the grace will follow.
Hmm.
Coincidence will keep happening. Even then, obviously, your surrender happens actually. That's another experience. We say we have to do surrender. No, it's not a verb. Surrender is a noun. It happens to us.
Hmm.
And it happens because of all these experiences. I mean, you have no choice. Or rather, you start accepting his play everywhere.
Yes.
So surrender happens to us. And that calms us down. Because we are calming down, we are able to connect with him much better.
Yes.
We are able to start seeing his play much better. That it's like a circle. So it further gives you that conviction that yes, you know, he is at play. The fact that we are having this conversation today.
Yes.
It was not planned earlier at all. And in the beginning I said, I just thought that why shouldn't, you know, we should share the experience.
When you're going and speaking in the university, speaking to the MBA students, and you're talking about the technical aspects of strategy and finance. But now, Swami wanted you to speak about the source of strategy and finance.
Absolutely. So that is how it moved in. So, he takes care. And what a day to have this conversation. On the anniversary on Thursday, I can go on saying it's a coincidence, but you know, somewhere your heart says, how many coincidences am I? It can't happen every day.
Yes. I mean, you just know that he is the master director. He's an MD of your life, master director of your life.
So, very much he's present everywhere, and it is actually wonderful, world it becomes. And the Samarpan that we are having in Mumbai also is fabulous. Means experiences that we hear.
Yes.
And, I vividly remember, and we keep mentioning in Samarpan programs, is Swami used to tell us that to listen to God's stories, you need prapti.
Yes.
So I used to wonder that stories are so interesting, what prapti you need. That was my ignorant mind then.
Mm.
But now I realize it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
He decides when, who will listen
who
to his stories.
What, when,
So that Bhagavatam
only when the time is ripe.
Absolutely. Then only he will reveal himself. Then only he will allow you to listen to his stories.
Yes. Just imagine, even you started listening to his stories from your maternal uncle at the right time. So that is when you develop this intense desire
to be there,
to become a Sai student. So it has to happen only when he builds it. I mean, there is a very beautiful incident where Swami tells a devotee who was into many bad habits, if you don't give up these habits, Swami said, I will ensure that you cannot even think of me.
Oh, okay. So every thought is also controlled by him.
Yeah. So, I mean, he has that switch to think that we are able to, I mean, okay, we can think that we had this problem, we thought about Swami and it got solved, but you know, unless he graces you, cannot even think about him. Because there are billions of people in the world.
Absolutely. And so
many people have that connection.
And one important point which our professor always used to tell us and which stuck to my mind was, the greatest good fortune ever for any Sai devotee that has happened is that we have found God in life.
Absolutely.
So, not only found God, but we have lived with him and we are listening to him and we are listening to his stories. It's like Sai Bhagavatam.
Yes.
So, how much of grace that is flowing and how much we are aware about it.
Yes.
So it's time that we become aware and actually start basking and stop asking where is Swami. He's everywhere.
Stop asking and start basking in his love.
Absolutely.
So wonderful.
That is, I think.
Fantastic. Can I ask you to elaborate a little more on your corporate life? I mean, what are the lessons that you picked up when it comes to being a corporate leader from our management school? And, you know, how has our management training helped you in your corporate life? You know, you have grown very quickly in the corporate ladder. Yes, there is Swami's grace, but you have also performed. You have also known how to deliver at every level. And I'm sure, you know, it is your competence. It is the training that you received here when you did your BCom and your MBA. So what are those aspects of management training that has helped you to rise up the corporate ladder so quickly? I mean, in 13 years, you're working in the largest business conglomerate in the highest office there in Tata Sons Chairman's office. So, if you were to go back to the students of the Department of Management Studies in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, what are you going to say to them about what they are learning now?
I think the one factor is rising at a speed and all that is completely miraculous. In fact, I delivered a talk 2 days back to our MBA boys that I remember one experience which I was witnessing. I was in the third block and I think I mentioned, I don't know whether I mentioned this, that we were all sitting with letters and Swami had that option of, you know, the Swami is to just pull up people who has the letters and call him so he can pick the letter, and then Swami is to give the Pad Namaskar. At times Swami is to open and read and give the solution there itself. So that trend started, and then all of us, then everybody wanted to have letter in hand so that they, you know, they are called by Swami and you get Pad Namaskar.
So you get a moment with Swami.
Yeah, so that everybody wanted to. So people who didn't have anything also just write some one line and sit with a letter in.
Have a paper in
hand. Paper in your hand so that you are called. So that started happening obviously, and then one particular evening Swami didn't pick anybody's letters. Okay, and then Anil Kumar sir was there and he just mentioned to Swami, Swami, boys are there, you know, they may have some emergencies and if you don't take the letters, you know, who will solve them? So Swami just looked at him and told him with full, means strong word, and actually his hand on his chest, saying that my boys will never have emergencies.
You were witness to it.
Yeah, I was seeing this. So my boys will, because I was sitting with one of the letters to take the moment with Swami.
My boys will never have emergencies.
So this is exactly the episode I shared a couple of days back. This is a very, very big difference to any other MBA college in this.
Mm-hmm.
See, other MBA colleges, with due respect to all their hard work and they have done whatever best they have done, it gives you a training to do a job. It trains the mind to do a job. Our college or Swami's college or MBA school that we have, B school we have, it teaches you to connect mind, heart and hand.
Wow.
I'm not talking about philosophy, but genuinely.
Yes.
Why? Because if you want to, eventually, all of us will rise the ladder and move, become a decision makers in whatever capacities in future. If you only take head decisions from the head, from the mind, it can go wrong. if you take decisions from the heart and the head, balance both,
yes,
then your decisions are more or less right.
Right.
Mm. Even by chance you happen to take a little incorrect decisions, that is where Swami steps in.
Mm.
Because remember, my boys will never have emergencies. Mm. So that assurance which Swami has given to boys, it sails you through, you know, through the life, be it corporate life, personal life, married life, social life, whatever life you want to.
Mm.
So that is something which is very, very unique to our college.
Wow.
And I have myself applied many times because, see, when somebody is in need, I can always be selfish and say that I will not, you know, I will do this or I will not do this. But if you are able to do for somebody better, then, you know, they also appreciate. So outside world will teach you, take first and give later.
Hmm.
Swami and his college, or rather our college, as Swami used to say, teaches us first give and then take later.
Yes.
In not even take, that it will come on its own multiple.
It will come. Don't worry about it.
So that art of giving actually touches many people's hearts outside.
And you have seen that.
Very much. Very, very much. Because when you start helping people, your colleagues and your subordinates or even your...
So how have you done this in your corporate sphere? Maybe one or two instances.
One instance is very clearly that if one of my colleagues was struggling with some data, so I knew the source of data.
This was in Tata Motors?
Tata Motors. Mm. So I obviously went, I could source the data and get him and, you know, help him out. So obviously his question was, okay, what, you know, I'll try to help you in some other way. So I said, no, I'm not expecting any help from you. So he was like, obviously somebody can't be so good, or why they are good, or means from his point of view.
Mm.
So he was a little suspicious, but, you know, similar instances happened again and again, and we went on. See, that's how Swami molds us.
Mm.
So you
feel it is very natural.
Natural for us. For them, it is not natural, so it's difficult to digest for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they realize, that is where the demonstration of a true behavior of Sai student comes in. Okay, when they start looking up to, they start to change your opinion.
Mm.
There are a lot of people who will form opinions, and that is their mind. So their reference point, their upbringing will give them that. But once they change their opinion about it, looking at your behavior, that is the true victory comes in.
Hmm.
So the heart of giving is very important. And we don't lose anything.
The art of giving and the heart of
giving. Yeah, both. So
I mean, you can learn the art of giving only if you have a heart.
Absolutely.
And the heart of... I think at the heart of giving is the heart.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
I can even, almost 6 months back, Jan 2017, we had one workshop in Mumbai at a Tata Group-wide workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, called a foreign speaker as one of the persons, guest speaker in that.
Mm-hmm.
And a typical workshop organizer will book that tickets or whatever, and then hi, hello, okay, you're done well, take this your whatever, your memento or a gift, or if he's charging fees, whatever fees you give, and you disconnect. But I felt this guy was the first time he's coming to India. He doesn't know much. He heard a lot about India. So I felt, no, if he has come as a guest speaker all the way to India and first time he's coming, it's time that we give them some glimpse of what is Indian culture all about. So we took him to, and this was beyond the protocol. Okay, there is not required as part of the protocol. But I said, no, let us
do something
extra and show him what India is all about, Indian food. So we took him to restaurants and explained to him, gave him, you know, some Indian sweet so that he carries back home.
Okay.
So obviously nothing of this was charged to him. It was just, so see, this an example. I can say this as a customer service.
Yeah.
A customer service concept in the corporate world is all about, you know, just do some service to get some money. But actually it's a spiritual concept.
Yes.
What I was trying to do and implemented is, and I shared these ideas with many people and they are not fully convinced yet because it's not able to digest that something of this kind can happen.
Yeah, why should we do? Yeah. There's no need.
Why do we? So I'm getting my money. So service is done with the intention to get money.
Money, yes.
Whereas a true customer service is when you actually feel for your customer.
Yes.
Can we see the world, the business world?
You only want to make that person's life better.
Yeah. Absolutely. Business world says customer is king. Sai world says customer is God.
God.
That's a clear difference.
Yes, fantastic.
You treat that person as God. Do your best from your heart. not from just from your head.
Yes.
It's not that you go out of the way, sell your house and take him. Yes. That's not what Swami wants us to do. But do your best with the ability so he's comfortable, he's taken care of. And Swami has demonstrated
a lot of warmth, and he goes back with a lot of warmth and love.
Absolutely. And he told me when he left, this foreign speaker told me very clearly, I was never ever treated like this in my life. Not even by my spouse. So much of care you're taking, that you're taking me across, giving me food, all that. Mm-hmm. So he is still in touch. So he's beyond, way beyond. Mm-hmm. And he says, and he converted. He said, I'm no longer a guest speaker. I'm a good friend. Mm-hmm. He invited me to his country. So the relationship, it's heart to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami himself has demonstrated as a true leader to us how to become a good host.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things are not available outside.
Yes.
So a host has to look at what kind of person he is, where is he coming from, mm-hmm. and what kind of food habits he has. So we checked everything with him. Now, no other organization and commercial organization will try to find out what kind of food he will be having. Okay, so I myself went traveled abroad once, many times in fact in the past, and especially one episode in Eastern Europe I traveled, and there was no veg food available, and nobody asked me, and I struggled obviously. So nobody took care, and I realized the importance that the host is not even bothered whether what kind of background I have. So which what Swami always used to teach us, that you need to ensure that when you're calling somebody, what is his background, what kind of food habits, what age bracket he is, whether he's in a, if he's past 60, 70, does he have diabetes, would he like sweets, what kind of restrictions he have, and provide that. Now, if this is not customer service, what else can be? Okay, here there is nothing on return. Customer service is out of love. There's no other return is expected. So, there are many such
our
things.
Our custom is to serve.
Absolutely. Atithi Devo is...
that is what is Indian culture. The other, as you very very beautifully said, you know, customer is the king, but for us, customer is God. That is what is... it is not even customer. I mean, the other person is God. That's it. I mean, that is our custom.
So that, those are the few learnings which you can actually practically implement and see the results.
And how these things will have cascading effects is what is so beautiful. You know, you don't do it with any intention of getting anything in return. You just do it because that's what will make Swami happy. That's how one is supposed to behave. And then you leave it. Then Swami will work.
Absolutely.
His wonderful
so you're doing for doing sake, not for
expecting
anything in return. So that's a very important difference, and you reap the benefit. I got the result. The practice and a result. And you're seeing how Swami's philosophy is at play in these things.
Beautiful.
So
I think that what you mentioned about the balancing of heart and the mind, that's again so fantastic, because I remember what Albert Einstein had once said, that all the problems in the world are created by the mind, but all the solutions for the world have to come from the heart. So, and only when you balance the mind and the heart, you will know, okay, how the problem has come. You can use the heart to solve the problem. I think and just living in the hostel, being in Puttaparthi, it just, you being in the system trains you.
You are in a dormitory setup. You are living with so many different cultures. So most of the MBA college will say cultural diversity you need to learn. Here you practice. And not now. It's been from more than 30 years now we've been doing it.
Automatically you know how to live with the other person.
The second, another thing which is like when Swami says men are more valuable than all the wealth in the world.
Yes.
You know, so if I'm keeping, remove the Swami's divinity or godhood aside, Swami as a leader has envisioned this, which today world talks about man management, manpower, you know, keeping people happy, valuing human beings. Those are all concepts which came today from the head.
When MBA started in 1986, more than 25 years, I mean 30 years ago.
Yeah, so that is where he spoke about this. And see, this is, so these are the things when you implicitly follow Swami's words, they solve many problems.
Yes.
And there's one more element which comes to my mind is the difference is voice of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, voice of conscience is made very strong in our college. So whether Swami is physically present or not present, when you are into corporate world, the voice of conscience will force you not to go on a wrong path.
And there are many temptations, right?
Absolutely. So your world is like anything and everything outside, right?
Mm.
But voice of conscience is made so strong here that when one moves out, he will be forced and compelled to follow the voice of conscience, not go on the wrong path.
Otherwise, there any instance where you are really tempted to something and you just stuck to what your principles are? Perhaps you never had the dilemma only.
I have, because he has taken, the ticket is still with him, so... So, but as such, there's no dilemma because somehow he has inspired to ensure that you have. Yeah, there are a lot of people who forced me to try to drink.
Okay.
Okay, means one, my earlier boss even went on to say that, what is the reason that you don't have to drink? What is wrong in drinking? I've been drinking whole life and I'm perfectly fine. So, I said, is there a need to drink? If there's a need, then fine. Give me, convince me to have a need. So, people smoke out of style and then eventually, these are all stress busters. Drinking and smoking is actually stress buster. And I've seen practically in my division, majority or 99.9% people drink and smoke.
Okay.
So
99%.
Yeah, means practically one and maybe one more person, two of us are isolated entities who neither eat non-veg, nor we drink, nor we smoke. So, and see, earlier some of them mocked at it. Okay. Most of them are now respecting it.
Okay.
And
but I think they will marvel that you can really live without doing all this.
Yeah, and some
you can hold such high positions, handle so much of stress. I mean, they think it is stress, and still. Not need
you don't need all this apparatus outside to take care, and that is where Swami ensures that your atmic strength is very strong.
Yeah.
Why do you wait for outside thing to give you stress to stress bust your stress?
Yeah.
Then when you have something inside you.
Inside. So, but were you able to convince him?
He couldn't convince me. So I asked him, you convince me that why there should be a need that I should have this drink? So that he couldn't. So obviously it came down to the same topic of stress busting, and obviously I said, see, if most of the people who are having smoking and drinking for busting the stress, that means they are jailed. It's like a prison that without this I can't live.
I can't live, yeah.
Whereas if everything is inside you and you are having atmic strength, then you're free.
Yeah.
So it's better to have freedom than having
than getting bound.
Bound and, you know, imprisoned into all these habits.
Yes.
So mean, Swami's philosophy frees you, makes you more lighter, more easier to float than all these external gizmos.
In fact, I feel that, you know, they are stressed, but you are blessed. Because once you connect to Swami, I mean, you have connection to such infinite reservoirs of energy within.
Absolutely.
You have connection to such powerful force within that, you know, these things will not affect you only. Yeah.
No, that's why when God is next to you, and Swami always says, I will not walk in front of you or behind you. I'll walk next to you. So he's right now, right next to us, and he's listening and he also smiling accordingly. So he's, when he's with us, there is absolutely no problems whatsoever.
Yes.
And there are innumerable instances where you think about him and the car in front of you is Swami's photograph.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, any number of times these.
Yeah, so those things keep happening. So, he's 24/7 available to all of us. We just need to connect to him.
Yes.
And once we connect to him, you know, our life itself will become, what you said, fleeting memories or
fleeting
moments and lasting memories. So our life itself will become his message, which is now what he wants us to
do. Absolutely, absolutely. Before we conclude. How was it when you heard about Bhagwan leaving his physical form? I mean, how did you handle that? Because I know you're someone who was so much guided by Swami physically. And so at that time, you're working in Tata Motors, right?
Yes.
So was it very difficult for you to adjust to the new scenario?
Honestly, yes. Because I had never, I mean, that was a time when I was born in a Sai family. So Swami was physically present. And suddenly a new life, actually, a new era in life started where Swami's physical absence was there. But I flew down on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I flew down on the same day. I don't know whether it will be right to mention, but I had got enough dreams during that 1 week where I had known that this is likely to happen.
Oh.
So you're
in a way prepared for it.
He prepared it. That's why I said he prepares you when the calamity strikes you, like tsunami, which I said.
Yes.
So it was visible. So it was a serious occasion, and you don't want to believe such dreams because, you know, you feel that mind's making it. And until it actually happens. So on that morning also, I had got a dream that I was attending a funeral on the banks of a river. Okay. It was early morning, like 4:35 in the dream. So very early morning, I was attending a funeral on the banks of river. That was 24th April 2011 morning. Sunday morning it was. I was in Mumbai and we had got up early because this was 4 o'clock dream and I had got up at 4:30 because we were heading to Dharmakshetra, Swami's abode in Mumbai, for doing this chanting so that, you know, Swami can recover fast and come out and be back in action. So that morning I had got that dream, and there were several dreams before also, but that was the dream which I got, and I couldn't correlate. Until 9:40 a.m. in the morning when we were in Dharmakshetra, this was announced, and then I could sense, okay, now I get the clear picture that what was the dream all about. See, river was Chitravati on the banks, and it was funeral. So it was the end kind of physically. So we flowed on, 2 o'clock flight we took, and we straight came to Patti here. And when the, obviously throughout 24th till 29th I was here. And a very important thing happened was, 24th we sat, and see, when you are in state of shock, you don't know. Mind goes blank, you don't know to cry or laugh or what to do. So we were sitting next to the, you know, where Swami's, you know, the ice box was kept. And we were trying to see the, you know, the physical form, and we were really wondering, is this really Swami or simply he's been kept? So all that, you know, our thoughts were going on. So 24th happened, 25th happened, and we were in that disbelief, and we were also feeling that probably it will happen that Swami will open his eyes after 2 days, like how the Shirdi avatar. That's the hope we live on. So that didn't happen. And 27th, when obviously when the actual thing happened where Swami's body was lifted and, you know, where the samadhis was kept, entire Prashandilim Mandir was busted, bursting and crying, and every, some were wailing, some were. So obviously in that very emotional environment, I felt like, if not felt, rather the tears were almost coming out, and I felt, what am I witnessing? And as this emotions are going, my heart spoke to the full capacity. Told me very clearly, you are not going to cry.
Your heart was speaking to you.
Yeah, it was so loud, you know. So I was fighting. I said, why shouldn't I cry? So then the heart very clearly told me, when Shiva is everywhere, why are you crying on Shava?
Oh.
So you cry on Shava, that means you are not understood Swami's message. This was the heart which was telling me. Now you can say heart telling, or conscience telling, or Swami residing in the heart telling, or whatever. But that is very, very clear. And that actually I just stopped. I said, let me listen to more. And obviously it kept on telling me, this is just a Shava. Shiva is everywhere. Just a Shava. Shiva is everywhere. So why you are getting into this emotional mood? Why don't you access Shiva, which is everywhere? And then stop crying for Shava, which is a temporary thing. Not only that, obviously it gave me a deep realization. And this is the most important, powerful message Swami gave, was everything is temporary. The message is, everything is temporary. Even avatar's body is temporary. The problem is, we don't believe. We don't believe in this statement that everything is temporary. We all know intellectually everything is temporary, but we don't believe. If we believe that everything is temporary, the world will be a very different place and our lives will change. So this was a very clear message on that everything, even avatar's body, is temporary.
When avatar's body itself is temporary, everything in our life is temporary.
So absolutely. And from there, it triggered a thought which made me go for 3 years of rumination in terms of, if avatar's body is temporary, then what is permanent? There has to be something permanent. It can't be everything is temporary. So that is where 3 years of rumination, and then I went through my own kind of internal churning and understanding. I did come for the alumni meet following Jan 1st, and it was very, very tough alumni meet, because previous alumni meet, Swami had spoken to us and gave Vibhuti packets and all that, and it was very tough. Then after that, obviously, I skipped the next Jan 1st. I said, no, I don't want to come till I settle down myself. So 3 years gap. And then obviously 2014 onwards, things, means acceptance improved. Clarity emerged. Tremendous clarity emerged. That is where all these miracles or coincidences happen even more. This letter coming in MD's office. You know, these are the things which, and not only, these are the important ones I mentioned today. There are so many of them. It happened more and more and more and more. Means now every moment I walk out of this room also, there are, I can expect many things to happen the way he wants it. Okay. So many miracles started happening once you start accepting. And after the 3 years of rumination, awakening dawned, saying that all of us, this is not only for you, me, or any Sai students, it's entire humanity. It's important that all of us are running for all temporary things in life. A time has come for us to find that permanent and use all our energies to only focus on permanent. Because you may score first in the class, You may score the, you may become MD or group chairman. Nowadays, you saw, I'm talking about same Tata group chairman. A year back, obviously, we got a new, 6 months back, we got a new chairman. Yeah. So even a Tata group chairman's position is not permanent. What else can be permanent? Yeah. So let us look beyond all these things, and time has come for everybody, for entire mankind, to start thinking that what is permanent in life. And this 3 years of rumination gave me, and it made me detached, to be honest. It started making me detached from all of these. Okay, one by means, learning to let go became easy. Okay, if there is a pain in the life, let it go, it's okay. It'll go on its own. So acceptance level improved. Mind became more calmer. You started, you know, identifying everything where the permanent lies. And you actually, once you start in search of permanent thing, that is ultimately the ultimate divine spirit, you actually start seeing divine spirit in many things. So when I speak here, the mic is in front of me, we call it inanimate object, but there is a divine energy in this. So this is also not inanimate object. Your life context changed.
Yes.
So your philosophies change. You sound more spiritual, but actually the reality is we are all spiritual by our means.
Yes. So we are all spiritual beings.
Spiritual
having
beings.
Human experiences.
Absolutely. So those sayings what we had heard, now actually you start experiencing it. So that's why the world looks very different. And dramatic, you know, after the 3 months of, 3 years of rumination, when a lot of things got cleared, you know, even the so-called career, what we spoke about, it's just a passing time. To be honest, there is nothing called career goals. I mean, my personal internal philosophy has changed. So for me per se, it was very tough 3 years of rumination after Mahasamadhi. But next 3 years, that means the total 6 years has happened, next 3 years opened up completely new life. So
now nothing can rattle you. Nothing can.
Can't rattle, but it has given me adequate
tremendous strength to deal with anything.
To deal with, because it's time that we start detaching from everything outside.
Yes, because you're all the time looking at the permanent in everything.
Yes.
Around you.
So that dramatic shift that happened within.
See, because if you see a person in front of you, you will look at him as what is permanent in him and which is God. So ultimately only that thing is permanent. The Swami says Atma and Anatma. So you will try to only look at Atma and try to discard everything that is Anatma. And I think then you are connected to the Atmic strength, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So your entire context to life changes.
Changes.
And there are, and coming to this corporate world, there are a lot of times you will see, in our hostile language, we say buttering the bosses, trying to get promotions, trying to show, you know, taking the credit for everything that happens, even which you are not involved with. All those things just flitter away.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you become more self-inclusive. You become complete by yourself. You don't need any external support to make you feel good. You are happy by your own self, irrespective of whatever happens outside. So it makes you more stronger,
so
more self-sustaining.
Does not affect you.
Yeah. It doesn't affect you. And secondly, if at all you want to really butter, then butter God, who is more permanent than the bosses.
If ever you want to stretch your hand to anyone, stretch it to him. That's it.
Yeah. So he is the giver. So yes. If at all, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't no longer start asking from the world what do they. It's time that we should start giving to the world.
Yeah.
So all those changes happened after Mahasamadhi has its own impact.
Yes. I think
Swami
that
gives
Samadhi,
you,
if I see... Samadhi is actually being equanimous. Samadhi, isn't it? When your mind is stable, that's what is Samadhi. And I think that physical sort of Samadhi of Swami's body has resulted in the Samadhi of our awareness, the Samadhi of our consciousness, isn't it? I mean, you are such a stable person now than what you were perhaps 6 years ago.
Yeah. If somebody would have given me a little bit this thing, I would have got angry or I would have been swayed. So basically, your happiness or sadness is decided by somebody else.
Outside. But now everything
is inside. Now you decide whether you should be happy or sad, not somebody else.
Yes. Wow. Fantastic. And one beautiful way to remember Sai, as they say, is S-A-I. See always inside. And I think that's what, once you always see him inside, then I think life becomes a miracle every
moment. Absolutely. It becomes a miracle.
Yes.
Your life becomes a saga of surrender.
Yes.
It becomes a saga of samarpan.
Samarpan.
And it is, you don't have to look for stories. Your life itself will become history.
History. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brother Siddharth, for sharing your story his story.
It is his story.
Yes.
That's a disclaimer we said in the beginning.
Yes.
It's both of us will discuss on his story.
His story.
And just in, yes. on the pretext of somebody called Siddharth, but separately.
Yeah. And I just hope that all the listeners who are tuned to this probably take something out of it, and so that each of our lives become part of just his story and we live for his glory. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, and may Swami bless us all, and loving sarams to all the devotees, Sai family, students, alumni, and all the future Sai devotees as well. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Vaikhe Guru, Vaikhe Guru Ji, Bolo. Vaikhe Guru, Vaikhe Guru Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Nitya Nityan Japiye Tere Naam Ji, Bolo. Nitya Nityan Japiye Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Ram, 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 Ram Ji, Bolo. Bolo, Rama, 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 Rama Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Krishna, 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 Krishna Ji, Bolo. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Bolo Krishna, 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 Krishna Ji, Bolo Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Nitya Nityan Japiye Krishna Naam Ji, Bolo Nitya Nityan Japiye Hari 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 Ji, Bolo. Bolo Hari 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 Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, 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 Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govind Jai Jai. Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Bolo Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Bolo Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govind Jai Jai. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji, Bolo. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Bolo. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, 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 Satyanam Ji, Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam.
Ekumkar Satnam Karta Purak Nirpar Nirvair Akal Murat Arjuni Sebhan Guru Parsad जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच।
Govind jai jai Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai Govind Thank you. Thank you.